Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
So one Bert Show listener today is being born again. It's changing their life. Or one Bert Show member, rather.
It's
going to be born again in just a few hours.
Okay.
It's not me.
Okay.
Not Melissa. It's not Wendy. It's Jen Hobby.
It is.
You're going to be born again.
I'm going to be born again today. Well, sort of born again. When you said Bert Show listener, I was like, I do like to listen to the show, but I'm kind of on it, too. Thanks,
yeah,
Jeff.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm actually going to hypnosis today for
smoking.
Cool. Yeah, I'm going to stop smoking today forever and ever and ever and ever.
Like your mind is made up.
Mind is made up. And I'm really, really anxious about it, you know, because I've stopped smoking before for a period of time. Obviously didn't work. But it's really, really hard to do. And so I'm really nervous about it. And I know that... It's not like the hypnosis I'm hoping is going to be this like kickstart, you know, like something for me, it's been on the calendar for a while and it's been like sort of this marked place where, okay, that's going to be your deadline day to sort of have something on there. Because otherwise for somebody who smokes, it's like arbitrary. You arbitrarily make it up like, oh, it'll be Sunday after I go out and have a big night on Saturday, or it'll be this coming Monday, or it's going to be my birthday, or, you know, whatever it is, you have to kind of arbitrarily make it up. But this is really like an activity, like a something that's sort of like launching it for me. So
now why are you nervous just because you're so used to smoking at random times and having a cigarette in your hand and now you're not going to be able to? Or are you nervous that?
Yes.
Oh. Or because aren't you just kind of putting it in the hands of the hypnotist?
Yes. I'm nervous about all of it.
But, I mean, once you put it in his hands, if it doesn't work, there should be no pressure on you, right? Or no? Is there still pressure on you?
No, there is. Because, you know, you have to take personal responsibility for it as well. You know, it's not just some sort of, like, hocus-pocus magic thing that's going to, you know, make me never want to have a cigarette ever again. But I'm hoping that it's the launch, that's the sort of launching pad that I need to stick to it.
Have you already had your last cigarette?
No. You told me to get rid of everything, and so I have everything with me at the office. Like, you know, a lot of times smokers will have your, like, emergency pack in the back of the junk drawer just in case. That's gone, to get rid of, like, ashtrays and lighters and all that kind of stuff. So all of that is with me in my purse today. And so after the show, I plan on I had it in my head to have one more.
Of course, your ceremonial.
Or maybe two.
Do you smoke
or the entire pack.
And then throw it away.
Do you smoke in your house?
No.
So when you smoke at home, you step outside?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
so there's not going to be any smell or anything in there.
No.
To remind you. And does your dog Carolina smoke?
She'll be glad that when I stop, I think.
And did you remove any like secret stash packs? Like there's not one more hidden?
Yeah, there's not any more hidden because that was part of the. I swear. Because that was part of the instruction. Like really just get rid of all that stuff that will remind you of it, and don't have a crutch that's sort of. Left over. And so I do. I have like everybody's got their junk drawer in their kitchen with your like scissors and pens and, you know, random safety pins and old keychains. Yeah, and a button.
That you're never going to sew back on.
Right.
So you can't throw it away.
Exactly. But that's the drawer. So I cleared that out today. And so I'm like, I'm just really, really anxious about it because I want it to work. I want it to be the launching pad that I need. I don't want to smoke anymore. I've battled with it forever and ever and ever. If there's any young people listening and you think it's cool, like, It's not, and it's going to be a really, really difficult thing for you at some point in your life. So just don't, you know? I don't know.
Are you nervous about, like, the whole process of going under hypnosis? Like, what it's going to feel like?
No, I'm pretty open to that kind of stuff.
Like, have you done it before or no?
I've never done hypnosis before, but I've done a lot of, like, remember when I went on the trip to the yoga ashram and I did a lot of, like, meditation and chanting and I'm open to all that kind of stuff. I've done acupuncture before. Like, I'm really open to the possibility of those kind of things working. So that part for me, I think I'll really be able to sort of relax and let go and sort of lose control and let him take over with the hypnosis part of it. But I'm interested on how it's going to work, because I was talking to a friend last night who told me that he had witnessed hypnosis before, and he witnessed it on a friend of his.
That's creepy.
Who smoked,
hypnotized?
No, it was in front of a group of people. It was like at a group presentation or whatever. And one of his friends that smoked used to be like, and I guess this is when he was in high school, so one of the kids was like the go sneak in the bathroom and smoke a cigarette kid. And after this kid came out of the hypnosis, he said that he didn't remember being hypnotized, and went to the bathroom to smoke his cigarette and thought somebody had messed with his pack, because he couldn't realize, or he couldn't figure out why it tastes so bad and why he didn't want it.
Really?
Yeah. And he was like, somebody messed with my pack of cigarettes. Somebody like put something on them or whatever. He didn't even recognize or remember that he had been put under hypnosis. And it apparently it worked for him. That kid never smoked again. So I was like, maybe if it can make it that gross to me. Because sometimes it is really gross. You know, you wake up the next morning after going out and you're like having a big party night, and you wake up and your hair smells like it, and you're just like, it is gross to me sometimes, but other times it's like the best thing in the world. It's like a steak, you know? Like, so I'm hoping it'll make it just really gross to me.
In a very collegiate way, there is something hot about that smell.
Really?
Oh, like that. Really? Don't tell me that, Jeff.
What?
I don't need that in my head.
But that is the same as when Bert told Stacy something about it being hot that she smoked, remember? And he's trying to get her to stop smoking, but then he made that comment. Jeff, you suck.
Hey, Joshua, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
What's going on?
Yeah, I stepped out the truck when you guys started this conversation about the smoking to buy a pack of cigarettes.
Oh, I'm with you. I know how that feels.
And I've got married about a year ago, and one of my wife's pet peeves is my smoking, and it is unhealthy, and I've noticed, you know, walking the dog or going for a run or everything, it's getting shorter and shorter and shorter. And, you know, trying to quit is one of the world's hardest things to do. So
it is.
I've looked online at the hypnosis thing, trying to figure out where to go or who to talk to or whatnot. Please help me. Who are you going to get hypnosis by? Because I'm ready to quit.
I'm going to a guy by the name of Sean Wheeler today, and his company is called Pure Hypnosis, and we've actually featured him on The Burt Show twice, once in December when we first originally met him, and then he came back just, what, a week ago?
Yeah, because we talked about New Year's resolutions in the past couple weeks, and we did different things every day, and we did not smoking, and he came in and offered to, you know, help out Jen Hobby, and she had to wait a couple weeks because he's so backed up. Everybody's quitting at the beginning of the year.
Yep, he's really, really busy right now. So yeah, it took me a while to get in to see him, but I'm really looking forward to it. See what happens, and I'll certainly share the experience or what I remember of it with everybody.
Hey, Bobby, welcome to the Burt Show.
How you doing?
What's going on?
I had a friend who went into hypnosis to quit smoking. And he said he went under the spell, and the hypnosis guy took a pack of cigarettes and he squeezed it. And as he squeezed it, he remembers seeing nicotine drip out of the cigarettes and onto a rat. Ooh. And as that nicotine hit a rat, it started doing this chemical burn. And he said he could smell it as if it was right there in front of him.
Ooh.
And to this day, he can't touch a cigarette, gets sick looking at him.
Good.
Did you say dripping onto a rat?
Okay. Yeah.
So there wasn't
Maybe it was a visualization thing.
Yeah, it was all a visualization. I mean, it wasn't real, but he says it was as vivid as...
That just made me nervous. That's like pretty powerful stuff.
That just made me nervous.
If it works, it works.
Yeah.
And you're going to record the whole thing, right? So
whatever he will allow us to record.
Yeah.
I haven't really asked him about the specifics, but yeah, I'm going to bring a recorder with me today. So if it's interesting enough to share, we certainly will.
Well, good luck today.
Good.
Thank
you.
I'm really nervous.
Congratulations.
I'm really nervous, but I think talking about it and telling everybody you know that you're quitting smoking helps you quit smoking. So telling everybody I know, including the Burt Show family, and all the Burt Show listeners, which are the Burt Show family. So,
when's the next time you have to go out with like girlfriends or people who smoke and be drinking?
I'm probably not going to be going out very much in the next couple of weeks or a month, and just try to lay low and keep it low key.
Perfect. Good luck.
Yay!
Thank you. We'll see. Don't cheer for me yet.
Well, you can do it. You're making the move, yes. So that's worth cheering.
We'll let you know.
Get it? The Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase